is.
And that's a big boat to be sailing that hard. How big
That
was
is
the
a.
Edna? Like 100 feet?
She was over 100 overall. I think she was, her sparred length, I think, is 120, 125. She was a big, big boat. I mean, we put Cadillacs and trucks inside of her. You know, she had a 100-ton cargo hold, and we carried everything from lumber and cement to rice and beer and, you know, whatever.
And that became lucrative enough to support your mom.
Yeah, it became a. It, the route was a success. And in fact, Brad is down there right now doing that very same route with the Kwai.
Yeah, I've been on the Kwai
Yeah.
with not with Brad. I went with them last year, but yeah, amazing, huh?
Yeah.
But so where did you continue to sail with Brad with your mom on the Edna?
Somewhat. I was still in school. I did a few voyages with her. I didn't sail with her regularly on the Edna.
So where were you living then?
So when the Edna arrived in Kona, I was 16 or 17. I remember she had taken a.
And now, what happened to the Edna?
So the Edna went. So Nancy was shipping in the Cook Islands with the Edna, and the Cook Islands are treacherous. I mean, they are steep-sided islands that have, you know, not very many safe harbors. And I think Irving Johnson lost a Yankee down there in the Cook Islands. And the Edna was lost in the Cook Islands too, on the island of Atiu. My mom was servicing the hotel, Atiu Hotel, owned by Roger Malcolm. And they had been offloading cargo all day, and they knew some weather was supposed to blow in, and they looked for an anchorage. And I know they tried to drop the anchor four times before they got it just right. You know, they're either the islands are so steep that you're either in too close or it's too deep, so it's very hard to get the anchor in the right spot. And you know, then after that hard day's work, they went to bed, and in the middle of the night, the wind started blowing, and the front came through, and the storm came, and the anchor watch, you know, was awake, and woke up the engineer first, and then Nancy, and the engine, you know, the cotton, the nitroglycerin went into the port. Engine started on the first crank, never started on the first crank, but it started on the first crank. And they thought, boy, we're just going to barely make it out of here. And then they didn't. The coral head caught a keel plate. They, in those days, they built those steel ships like wooden ships. And there was a keel plate running the length of the keel. And it just, when it got a hold of the keel plate, it opened up a big seam. And you had 20 feet of water, you know, in a thin ribbon, pouring into the boat, and there was just nothing to do to stop it.
Were you on the boat?
I was not on the boat. I was at university. But everybody was washed ashore, and with bumps and scrapes, and nobody got seriously hurt. And the Edna broke in two. And the bow of the Edna was, I think, even to this day, is lodged up in the crevice of the cliffs. And the stern, where the engine was, has tumbled down to the depths. And that was a very sad day. I mean, it was like, I mean, we cried. It's like losing a member of the family, right? A ship has its own life.